This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
With us in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Jody Beznoska. She is Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Planning for some rain?
Oh, I hope so. Mm-hmm. I hope it's within reason, you know, no flooding.
Last I saw, Isaac was supposed to bring us about 2 to 2.5 inches.
Well, that's
not.
We Central and Southern Arkansas are going to get a lot more.
And then clear off for the holiday weekend, right?
That's the plan.
Oh, my goodness. It's the holiday weekend.
It is.
That's wonderful.
So you are a little over a week, mm-hmm. just barely over a week away from Stomp.
Yeah, Stomp. So next weekend, we will have 4 performances of Stomp. They'll be Friday night at 8, 2 shows on Saturday. That's probably 2 and 8, and then a 2 o'clock on Sunday. But yeah, they're not going to get here until maybe like the day before, and they're actually going to do a show for schools, which is really exciting. But yeah, they'll be here for the whole weekend, and they will be putting their show. I think this will be the first time they put the show together for an audience on their new tour, and off they go. So they'll be with us first, and then they'll take off on their national tour.
I talked to the rehearsal director earlier this week. That conversation, part of that conversation will be on next week. How many trash cans do you think they go through in a week?
I don't know.
I don't know. 200.
A couple hundred. Yeah, that's what I would have said.
So you've done the Ed McMahon to my Johnny Carson. It's a couple of dozen.
Oh.
Still.
Unimpressive.
That's a lot of trash cans.
And the reason they have to replace them is not because they become dented. I mean, it's connected, but it's the tone. It's like a musical instrument.
Yeah.
And
right.
once, okay. Because they will bend them back, and once they've hit a point where they just don't make the same tone, the same sound, then they have to get new ones. And they don't just get any trash can. They are sent to the next venue.
Wow.
So if they use up some at Walton Arts Center, I don't know where they're going next, those will be sent there.
That's amazing. And they must have to special order them.
Yes. Almost everything is special order. Yeah. The brooms, everything.
Wow. Can't wait.
Yeah.
We haven't seen Stomp here since 2008, I believe, was the last time they were here. And we've had some Blue Men in that time period, which is not the same, but it's a similar kind of mm-hmm. show, you know, loud, lots of rhythms. But these guys have been, you know, they've been around forever.
Yeah.
And they've been constantly updating and changing their show. And there's just, how in the world can you think you're going to enjoy a couple of hours of people dancing around banging on trash cans? And brooms and lighters and all the rest, but it's so much fun.
I can't wait.
It's going to be really exciting. So that, again, is the 7th through the 9th, and tickets are available for that right now. There are good seats available for all shows. So that's coming next week. Tomorrow, we are going to put our first show in the Starlight Jazz Series on sale. So we're doing something a little bit new this year with the Starlight Jazz Series in that we're waiting a little later to put the single tickets on sale. So hopefully we'll get some excitement going about that for our first show. It's a musician named Gretchen Parlato, and she is a jazz vocalist. I think she's going to be one of those sort of subtle, you know,
sultry.
Really sultry, beautiful, beautiful sounds. And I'm certain we'll hear more about her on Shades of Jazz with Robert Ginsberg, right?
Two shows?
So. Yep.
Yeah, two shows.
Two shows of Gretchen, yep. There's a 7 p.m. and a 9 p.m. And this one is in Star Theater. So this is a smaller, more intimate kind of performance. You can bring your glass of wine in there. It's much more, you know, it's more like a club atmosphere as, you know, not a real club, but more like a jazz club. There are cabaret seating if you want, or you can sit up on the bleachers in the general admission. So we're excited to start up another series of Starlight Jazz. That will be Friday, September 21st for Gretchen, but the tickets for it go on sale tomorrow. And then, just to look ahead a little bit, let's not forget that Noise is Off starts
tonight
today, yeah. for Theater yeah. Squared. So excited for this. So excited. Cannot wait to see how they handle 13 doors?
Mm-hmm.
13 doors.
13 doors and 2 stories.
Crazy. And 2 sides to the
right.
set.
It'll rotate.
Yeah, I love Noises Off. I can't wait to see how Theater Squared does
it. And by the way, if you don't have tickets yet and you're trying to decide where to go, Sunday after the performance, I'll be on stage with some cast members and some crew talking about the production.
Fun.
That'll be Sunday after the conclusion of the play.
Oh, that's great.
So in like 3 weeks or?
No, Sunday.
This coming Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Coming Sunday.
Sorry.
That's cool. So that goes on for 4 weeks, I believe,
right.
Noises Off does, and it kicks off tonight. And then we will, I believe Sona will have their first concert also in September. Let me just make sure I get that.
That is a Sunday concert.
I think that's the 15th.
If
that might be.
Or the 16th, depending on what the Sunday.
It's the 16th.
Sunday the 16th.
Yep.
Concerts at 3.
Mm-hmm.
At 2, before Sona, I'll be sitting down with, I'm not sure who I'll sit down with, mm-hmm. but we'll have a pre-symphony concert.
Neat.
And that'll be in Star.
Yeah, okay.
And then you can walk over to Baum Walker.
Fantastic. So looking forward to what happens with them this year.
No.
They had such a great year last year, and I just hope, I'm sure it's going to continue. Mm-hmm. Paul Haas is back, obviously, as the music director,
right.
and it's going to be a nice year of classical music with them. So that's the 16th. And then on the 20th of September, we will have Plena Libra, the first show in our 10x10 art series. Tickets for that show are either $10 or $25. You do not have to buy the full 10x10 art series package to get tickets for Plena Libra. A lot of people think that with the 10x10 series.
Because it's called a series. But
yeah. But really, I mean, you can come to one, you can come to five, you can do whatever you
and
want.
And it's still just $10.
Yeah.
And that's the idea, is that mm-hmm. if you can't afford an entire series, but you really want to see something for $10.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah. So Plena Libra, they're Grammy-nominated Puerto Rican band. I can't wait to hear them. You know, they're going to be this infectious sound, this, you know, kind of get up and dance sound. And we will have a little dance floor right in front of the stage. We're going to pull out the first couple rows of seats and open that floor up so that if you really want to get out of your chair and dance, you can.
Perfect.
So that will be fun. That's the 20th of September. And then we have Gretchen Parlato in the Jazz Club on the 21st. And then it's October.
All right.
We'll hold off on that.
Okay.
Please do.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Where?
It's not even September yet.
I know. Where did our summer go? It's almost over. But we're excited to get started back up again, and hopefully, I know this. You know, with football starting, it's always a busy, busy time. So, you know, if you want to make a commitment, you know, buy your tickets a little bit early, get the tickets on the calendar.
And there is always the chance that something might fall in your lap that
mm-hmm.
you add
mm-hmm.
between now and May, right?
I actually know of two shows that. Will be announced in the next couple of weeks, shows that have been added. So, yeah.
I love it when she does that, but I hate it when she does that. Okay.
We'll talk about the most, kind of the most exciting and interesting one. We'll talk about that next week.
Okay.
Something to look forward to.
That's right.
Thanks, Jody. Jody Busnoska is Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center.